Blessed be God forevermore. I thank God for the opportunity He has given me to share this time with you. And I thank you, I want to thank you especially for allowing me to share part of your day with you today. I want to believe that it will be a good in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's such a wonderful thing to gather together and to learn at the feet of Jesus, so that we can begin to conform more and more with His image. That's the plan of God for all of us. So we need to study the Word of God. The Scriptures is the manual. God will begin to give you new revelations and divine insights that you need to take you to where you need to get to in life, so that the glory of God can be revealed in your life. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today we are going to look at the part 4, that is the final series on divine direction. This is the final part, and we've been talking about divine direction and ways in which God directs us, that God directs us based on what we can see, also what we hear, and also what our heart understands. And the last one is the obedience to all that God is directing us through, what He's showing us, through what He's saying to us, through the understanding of it that we have in our hearts. Now, how do we become obedient to this? Praise the Lord. When it comes to obeying the Word of God, of course, we will see today that there is always a price to pay. Today, I want to take a text from the book of Isaiah, and it's just one chapter. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19. And the Bible says, "If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land." If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Shall we pray on the word? Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word that you're about to bring forth. Thank you for preparing me as a vessel to bring forth this word. Let all that you need to say, you want to say to your people, proceed out of my mouth today with power, with authority and simplicity, that everyone under the sound of my voice, Father, will be empowered, will be challenged, will be corrected, will be edified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your word heal today, let it deliver. Let it set the captives free. Let it save the lost. In Jesus' precious name. It's in your life. The Bible uses the word if. He didn't say when you are willing and obedient. He said if. If is a probability. When is a certainty. So the certainty there applies to the provision. The provision does not change. The promise doesn't change. Hallelujah. But the probability is there, because it will only be a reward for those who fulfill the ifs. Amen. I hope you're getting something from what the Lord is saying to you. So, all this includes what God is saying, the reward, the provision, includes the best that God has. Hallelujah. Another question. What is the price or the condition that has to be fulfilled? It's very clear. It's very, very clear. There is nothing big about this. Hallelujah. It's such a clear scripture. It says, be willing. That's number one. Be willing to be successful. Be willing to receive the provision. You have to be willing to be successful. You have to, what does it mean to be willing? It's to be eager. Hallelujah. So to be in preparedness for what God has already promised. That is the good life, the good things of the life, the best life that God offers. He said, you have to be willing, you have to be eager, you have to be prepared. And to be hallelujah. So God can give instructions. So obedience means submitting to authority and God's instruction.
allowing the principles and the values of the kingdom of God to be the benchmark of your decision-making process. I mean, you depend on what the principles say, what the scripture says, what God commands in his word. You depend on it and then act. It's the application of it. Praise the Lord. Obedience does not come just because you know the instruction. It comes because you apply what you have been instructed to do. You apply to your life. You apply to your situation and circumstances what you have been divinely instructed to do. Amen. You apply to your life what God has brought to you by spiritual insight, by divine illumination. When you obey it, remember Peter, the Bible said Peter and his partners, they went about their usual fishing business. And the Bible said they caught nothing. But when Jesus came to them, he said, go back. Go back into the sea. And then throw your net to the right side. The promise, the provision of a net-breaking provision. Hallelujah. But he needed to apply it to the instruction that Jesus gave. Throw the net to the right side. Glory be to Jesus. This is why divine direction is so important and so significant to our Christian race, to the level of accomplishments that we would have in our walk with God. Glory be to Jesus. Because really, how do you obey if you can't hear, if you can't see, if your heart cannot understand? How can you obey? Glory be to Jesus. How do you obey what you can't see? How do you obey what you can't hear? How do you obey what you do not understand? If you don't understand something, it will be difficult for you to obey it. And what you don't know, how do you obey? Praise God. When I remember this woman, I mean, I always talk about her story. The woman in Mark chapter 5 from verse 25, that her story is there. The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says that for 12 years she's had this issue in her life. But when she had something, hallelujah, and then she applied what she had. She was willing, glory be to God. She was willing, and then she obeyed. She needed to connect with Jesus. So she obeyed what she had. Jesus was in town. I need to get connected to Jesus. And she said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. There was a certainty concerning the end result. I shall. She didn't say, maybe I will be made whole. She said, I shall. Shall is mandatory. Shall is conclusive. Shall represents certainty. Glory be to Jesus. So she didn't say, if. He said, this is going to be the result. All I need to do now is to be willing and then to obey. And to obey means to apply myself. Glory be to Jesus. Apply myself to the information, the knowledge that I have. And then I apply myself. That's exactly what you see. So your obedience is your application. Applying the word into your situation and circumstances. Allowing the word of God situation. What will you do if you are in my shoes? What will you do? The Bible says we do not have a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. If we hurt, he hurts. He knows what it's like. Glory be to Jesus. So you want to know, Jesus, how would you act? How will you react? How will you respond if you are in my shoes, if things are not working the way that I expect it to work in my life, what would you do? You want to know his mind. Amen. You want to know the mind of Christ in every situation and in all circumstances. What you don't know, it will be difficult to obey. You remember that there is this famous saying that what people do not understand, they criticize. When people don't understand something, then of course it will be difficult for them to obey any instruction that they don't understand. Amen. It will be difficult. That was what happened when Philip, remember Philip? When Philip was taken by Air Philip to meet the eunuch, and he said, do you understand what you are reading? He said, how can I understand when nobody is there to give me the understanding, to explain to me what I'm reading? The guy is faithfully reading. He's eager to read the word of God, but he had no understanding. So he cannot fully say he's obedient to it because he doesn't have the understanding. Amen. What you understand is what you will obey. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. So, in obedience, it is an action taken as a result of your willingness, your eagerness, your preparedness to do what God asks you to do. Praise God forever. Your willingness in your heart and in your mind, it precedes the action that you take. Willing hearts is the propelling force for birthing strategies. Now, this is so important. And when I think of this, I think of the story of Esther. In Esther chapter 4, we know what happened to Esther when she became the queen. Mordecai, her mentor, sent a message to her and said, Queen Esther, now you are the queen. You are in a position of influence. Something is about to happen to your people. They are about to be destroyed. And you've got to go to the king to plead on behalf of your people for deliverance. And Esther sent a message back. What was her response? And I want you to note this. Because even to the best of us sometimes, when we receive a command or a direction from God, we are questioning it. And we will look at what actually is responsible sometimes for us not being obedient to God of God. We need obedience. Okay. Esther sent a message back to Mordecai and said, I cannot go to the king because, look, there are certain rules and regulations that I need to follow. And unless those ones are in place, I'm not capable of taking that step. And another message was that if you do not do this, do you know why you are there? God has created a plan for you. God creates a plan for us. And what happens to fulfill our assignments? The assignment that God has given unto us. God has an assignment for each and every one of us to accomplish. But God will not give you a responsibility and not provide a platform by which you can accomplish the responsibility. So he gave Esther the platform, and then the assignment came. And then she wasn't willing. She wasn't willing. And he said, your platform is under threat if you do. Something happened. You know, I said, willing heart is the propelling force for birthing strategies. A willing heart. Now, after that, she received that second message, thank God for another chance. And I pray that God, maybe God has been giving you instructions and you have not been willing. I pray that today is the day that God is giving you another chance. Amen. God is long-suffering. But anytime, you know, when people say, oh, God is long-suffering, and they think that they can continue to do what they are doing, disobeying God, not willing to do what God asked them to do, or they keep procrastinating, I will do it tomorrow, I will do it when this happens to me, and they begin to put conditions by which they will fulfill and obey the instructions of God. I keep telling people, I said, don't you know that God is long-suffering? Do you know what it means to be long-suffering? It means you don't suffer forever. It just means that you are long in suffering, but you don't suffer forever. It didn't say that God will suffer eternally. He said he is long-suffering. Amen? So there will be a time that God will say, well, I've given you enough time to do what I want you to do. And if you're not going to do it, well then, there are consequences to that. There are consequences. Let's read. Let's continue our teaching today. Okay, so what led? Because Esther was willing in her heart. Now she changed her mind and she became eager and willing to go ahead in order to fulfill the assignment for which the platform was created for her. What happened? It led to strategy. From where you are to where you want to get to. Beloved, is going to take some strategies, divine strategies. Hallelujah. And look at what Esther did. Esther went into seclusion. She went into, you know, a fasting, the Bible says. She wanted to be in a place where she would be sensitive to divine signals. She came out with what? With strategies. But the first point was because she went with a willing heart. Glory to God. She went with a willing heart, and the willingness of her heart was what delivered and birthed strategies in her. So she knew what she was going to do. Hallelujah. She was able to face the king, even though the king did not ask for her. And what did it turn out to? It turned out to favor for her. But you must start from a willing heart, and then you apply, begin to walk in obedience to it. Praise the Lord. Strategy has to do with the how. How do I get from point A to point B? The how of achieving a desired result. How I can get and receive the best life that God gives to me. And then the best life that God gives to me includes provision, promotion, it includes protection, the best of protection from God, the best of God's provision, the best of God's promotion, the best of God's preservation. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look at some Bible examples as well. We've talked about Esther in 1 Samuel 15 from verse 10. In 1 Samuel 15 from verse 10, the story here of his response to God's instruction. Anoint you as king of his people Israel. Now listen to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies has declared. I have decided. Babies. Army at Telim, and there were 200,000 soldiers from Israel, 10,000 men from Judah, Then Saul and his army went to a town of the Amalekites and lay in wait in the valley. Saul sent warning to the Kenites, "Move away from where the Amalekites live, or you will die with them." Now, let me go further. Then Saul slaughtered the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, east of Egypt. He captured Agag, the Amalekite king, but completely destroyed everyone else. Saul and his men spared Agag's life and kept the best of the sheep and goats and cattle and fat cows and lambs, everything in fact that appealed to them. Did you hear? Everything that appealed to them. I want you to note that statement. They spared everything that appealed to them, not based on the instruction they were given, but based on what appealed to them, based on what they can see with their physical eyes, based on their own lustful desires and fleshly desires. Glory be to Jesus. He said, yes, they spared them. They destroyed only what was worthless or of poor quality. And I'm reading the New Living Translation. They took the best of it, but the instruction was destroy everything. But they left some. Isn't it like us sometimes? We can be very selective in our obedience. And the selective obedience is your responsibility to submit and yield yourself to his leadership to direct you, meaning you are not going to take a step that he is not going to lead you to take. Glory be to Jesus. No matter how it seems, you need to get something done. Has to say first before you go ahead and once you obey him, the Bible says the best life that God has is yours in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So Jonah, of course, was willing, but he was disobedient to God, and there are consequences, as they have said. The ways of a transgressor is very hard. Look at what happened to him. I mean, he was swallowed up by the fish. He was tossed into the sea and swallowed up until he cried out unto God for mercy before he got his deliverance. Amen. Why? Because he was disobedient. If you have been disobedient, if you have not been willing to follow the instruction that God has been giving, if you have not been living by the principles of the kingdom of God and you want the blessings of the kingdom to be yours, have a obey what the Spirit is saying to you. Obey the instructions that God is giving to you. Materially and in every of your endeavors in life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, first thing, as we have said, why says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. He said, once you were like that, we were like that before we were redeemed. He said, we were like that, we were being controlled by the prince of the power of the air. He had influence on us, influence we all have a conversation in the life of the and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, hallelujah, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loves us, even when we are putting us together by grace, he has seen and has us together and made to sit heavenly Jesus. Now we are no longer children of disobedience. Why? Because the spirit of obedience has come to dwell on the inside of us. Going to be profitable to you as a child of God. Praise God forever. Number two, trust issues. Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey me. Many of us have trust issues with God. Yeah, we have trust issues. We don't trust God. We don't trust that God will come through for us. And as a result of that, we try to, you know, make our own arrangements as to how we are going to get to the promised land. And if it is not as God has instructed, you know that it's not going to lead there. It's not going to lead to the best life that God has given unto us. That is very clear. The Bible is very clear on this point. Praise the Lord. So we need to work on those trust issues. We have to believe God. How do you believe God? You need to fellowship with His Spirit continually and continuously. You need to consistently fellowship with the Spirit of God. You have to be precious. Sometimes will lead us to wanting to go our own way, wanting to do our will. But Jesus, this is my will. I don't want to go through with it. I don't want to go all the way. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. He surrendered to the will of God. He surrendered to the will that he would have to go through the explain to us, because we need to understand. Also, when we are being pressured by the challenges of life, I mean, how do I get from that point where my emotions will not rule my decisions, but then the will of God will rule? We need to know how. Glory be to Jesus, because this is how you become obedient to the will of God. And it's something that Jesus said. My record is true. If I bear record of myself, my record is true. Why? For I know where I know where I am going. He said, to me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. What is the right spirit? It is the willing spirit. Renew, O Lord, in me a willing spirit. Hallelujah. And I believe that God, if we come to Him and of protection that God has, the best of promotion that God can give, the best of progress that God can provided for us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Pay the price, you will get the price. This is how the divine direction of God translates to multiplies in the life of those who believe in, trust in, and confident in the word of God. As the Bible says, throw not away, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35, it says, throw not away this confidence that you have in Him. Throw it not away. What is troubling you in your heart, whatever it is, Jesus can fix it all. Hallelujah. He's the greatest fixer that is living and will forever live. Amen. He can fix it all. So long as you choose your mind to be and going to submit to God's direction, praise God. Let the Holy Spirit be the one that is leading you, guiding you, directing you, empowering you, and helping you to receive divine signals with accuracy. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus, beloved. It is a willing spirit. I'm praying for you that God will renew your willing spirit today, and you'll be willing and you'll be obedient. The word of God has really truly empowered you, and that will help you to live differently and see your life in a different way than the way you have been seeing yourself before.